On Friday night, over 80 free speech activists demonstrated at Baywalk to protest the St. Pete City Council's decision to give away the sidewalk in front of that failing entertainment complex. Two weeks ago, after an earlier vote where the city council refused to give the public sidewalk away, the activist group St. Pete for Peace said they would not protest there for a year as a good faith gesture. But following Thursday's reversal by city council, that group, as well as others, including the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, quickly called demonstrations for Friday night. Chris Ernesto is with St. Pete for Peace.
We not only had offered not to protest for a year, we've only been here once a month for the last 2 years. And actually the last 7 months, we haven't been here at all. Then we made the offer to not be here for another year, which would have been about 2 or 3 years that we wouldn't have been here at all. But instead, they decided to do something that's unconstitutional by trying to vacate the sidewalk. And so, of course, we're going to be here defending the Constitution.
There was a festive atmosphere during the demonstration on what might have been the last warm, humid night of the extended summer season. Greta Hunziker is a member of the Radical Cheerleaders, a group of women who brought pom-poms to help lead their cheers. She's a 19-year-old sophomore at Eckerd College.
We're trying to spread the message in a short time, effectively, and try to make it fun and interactive. Like, we have people joining in with us that we've never met before, and it's great. It's really accessible, and people get excited about it. It's entertaining. People stop, and they listen to what you have to say. So it's very effective, and it's fun. So.
The sidewalk vacation was only a part of the so-called Baywalk Revitalization Plan passed by the City Council. The city will give away $700,000 of federal stimulus funds to the nearly vacant downtown mall for security improvements. For its part, the current controlling owner of Baywalk, CW Capital, pledged in a letter to the city that they would invest $6 million into the open-air entertainment complex. But the sidewalk vacation was essential to the deal, according to Baywalk managers, because they want to be able to shuttle protesters to an area across the street. Eckerd College student Fabio Urbina was one of a small number of Baywalk patrons Friday night. After he finished watching a movie, Urbina said that contrary to the claims of Baywalk owners, the protesters did not detract from his experience.
That doesn't affect me at all. I think it's actually great that people can protest. You know, when I see something like that, it means the community cares, in my opinion, enough to come out and do something, you know, say what they believe in.
Not all activist groups joined St. Pete for Peace in their proposed moratorium on protests after the original vote against sidewalk privatization. The International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement and the African People's Solidarity Committee marched, held signs, and chanted at Baywalk Friday night. Chimurenga Waller, the international president of the Uhuru Movement, said the $700,000 should not go to wealthy corporations, but instead should be used for economic development in impoverished African communities of St. Petersburg.
Well, I think it's good. I think the people came out and showed that, you know, that this, the Baywalk failing, it didn't have anything to do with protests. And as a matter of fact, the people are very interested. As I tried to tell CW Capital, many times the people would stop and see what we were doing. They weren't complaining. They weren't being blocked from coming into the complex.
Activists and lawyers have said they would sue to keep the sidewalk private, or at least to allow demonstrations on that site. In an August letter to the mayor and city council, the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida cited 4 cases that held that local government efforts to privatize public sidewalks do not change their character from traditional public forums to private property, whose owners can exclude people engaging in First Amendment activity. In one of those cases, an appeals court struck down First Amendment restrictions in the case of Salt Lake City public space that was given to a church. Mark Kamleiter is an attorney in St. Petersburg.
They first tried to just give an easement to the Mormon church because there were people on a plaza protesting the church and a lot of other things. And the courts ruled that that wasn't effective. So then they gave the whole plaza gave it to the church. And there's a debate about, you know, how effective that was. The city's claiming that that stopped the protest in that place.
Baywalk could play a role in the upcoming elections for mayor and city council. Mayoral candidate Kathleen Ford opposed the sidewalk privatization. According to a St. Petersburg Times Bay News 9 poll released over the weekend, Ford leads her opponent Bill Foster 39-34%. Foster has said he preferred a temporary measure to outright vacation of the sidewalk. The same poll found that 46% of voters approve of the sidewalk privatization, while 44% oppose. Of the current city council members who are running for re-election, two voted against sidewalk vacation, Jeff Danner and Leslie Curran, and two voted for it, Carl Nurse and James Kennedy. Several of their challengers opposed the sidewalk privatization, including Danner's opponent, Leonard Schmiege.
Well, I certainly wouldn't have voted for a vacation. I consider it a constitutional issue. And so if you have to uphold your oath, as Mr. Newton did, said no, it's not even a question that this is a possibility. But even if it was a possibility, which it isn't, the economic issue, the corporate welfare issue is another reason to not vote for the vacation.